您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast.cn。英语学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会、
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Bilingual English Classroom。
Hello and welcome to Practical English Classroom Mama English. I'm Anna.
And I'm Shinting. Last time we went to Hawaii and finished our summer trip.
Today we'll talk about coffee.
大家好，欢迎收听国际在线教育频道实用英语课堂节目，我是Shinting。
我是 Anna。上周呢，我们带大家去了人间天堂夏威夷，结束了我们的夏日之旅系列。
嗯，这周呢，我们要来说一说跟咖啡有关的话题。
Part 1. The History of Coffee.
咖啡起源。
The history and development of the beverage that we know as coffee is varied and interesting, involving chance occurrences, political intrigue, and the pursuit of wealth and power.
According to one story, the effect of coffee beans on behavior was noticed by a sheepherder from Kaffa Ethiopia named Kabi as he tended his sheep. He noticed that the sheep became hyperactive after eating the red cherries from certain plants when they changed textures.
He tried a few himself and was soon as overactive as his herd. The story relates that a monk happened by and scolded him for partaking of the devil's food. However, the monks soon discovered...that this fruit from the shiny green plant could help them stay awake for their prayers.
Another legend gives us the name for coffee or mocha. An Arabian was banished to the desert with his followers to die of starvation. In desperation, Omar had his friends boil and eat the fruit from an unknown plant. Not only did the bros save the exiles, but their survival was taken as a religious sign by residents of the nearest town, Mocha.The plant and its beverage were named mocha to honor this event.
Originally, the coffee plum grew naturally in Ethiopia, but once transplanted in Arabia, was monopolized by them. When early use for coffee would have little appeal today, the Gala tribe from Ethiopia used coffee, but not as a drink. They would wrap the beans in animal fat as their only source of nutrition while on raiding parties. The Turks were the first country to adopt it as a drink.Often adding spices such as clove, cinnamon, cardamom, and anise to the brew.
Coffee was introduced much later to countries beyond Arabia whose inhabitants believed it to be a delicacy and guarded its secret as if they were top secret military plants. Transportation of the plant out of the Muslim nations was forbidden by the government.
The actual spread of coffee was started illegally.One Arab named Baba Budan smuggled beans to some mountains near Mosul, India, and started a farm there. Early in this century, the descendants of those original plants were found still growing fruitfully in the region.
Coffee was believed by some Christians to be the devil's drink. Pope Vincent III heard this and decided to taste it before he banished it. He enjoyed it so much he baptized it, saying, "Coffee is so delicious.It would be a pity to let the infidels have exclusive use of it.
Coffee today is grown and enjoyed worldwide, and it's one of the few crops that small farmers in third world countries can profitably export.
目前咖啡在我们的生活当中已经是不可或缺的饮料了。寂静的森林深处悄悄自生的咖啡到底是如何被人们发现而广为世界各地所接受的呢？还有如何开始栽培咖啡的呢？ 在无数的咖啡发现传说中呢，有两大传说最令人津津乐道，那就是牧羊人的故事与阿拉伯僧侣。
16世纪，埃塞俄比亚有个牧羊人，有一天呢，他发现自己饲养的羊忽然在那儿不停地蹦蹦跳跳，他觉得非常的不可思议。仔细加以观察，他明白原来羊吃了一种红色的果实，
于是他便拿着这种果实分给修道院的僧侣们吃，所有的人吃完后都觉得神清气爽。据说此后这种果实呢被用来做提神药，而且颇受医生们的好评。
1258年，因犯罪而被族人驱逐出境的酋长雪克欧马尔流浪到了离故乡摩卡很远的瓦萨巴，也就是位于阿拉伯的一个地方。这时候他已经饥饿疲倦到再也走不动了，当他坐在树根上休息的时候，竟然发现有一只鸟飞来停在枝头上，以一种他从未听过极为悦耳的声音啼叫着。
他仔细一看，他发现那只鸟是啄食枝头上的果实之后才扯开喉咙发出美妙的啼声的，所以他便将那一袋的果实全部采下来放入锅中，加水去熬煮，之后竟开始散发出浓郁的香味，喝了一口不但觉得好喝，而且还觉得疲惫的身心也为之一振。于是他便采下许多这种神奇的果实，遇到病人便拿给他们熬成汤来喝。最后由于他四处行善，故乡的人便原谅了他的罪行，让他回到摩卡，并推荐他为圣者。
所有的历史学家似乎都同意咖啡的诞生地为埃塞俄比亚的咖发，至于咖啡这个名称则是源自于阿拉伯的咖瓦，也就是一种植物饮料的意思。
后来咖啡流传到世界各地，就采用其来源地咖发来命名，直到18世纪才正式以 coffee 来命名。
好，现在让我们来休息一下，听首歌吧。
一说到咖啡呢，我就想起了一首老歌，来自千百惠，走过咖啡屋。
好，那我们就在咖啡的香浓味道中一起来回想那些美妙的往事吧。
你我似相识在这里，揭开了相约的曲目，今天你不再是座山歌，我也就恢复了孤独，不知什么
OK, welcome back, 欢迎回来。你现在收听到的是国际在线 My English 实用英语课堂节目，我是安娜。
我是沈听。今天呢，我们的话题是喝咖啡。
前面呢，我们给大家介绍了咖啡的发展历史。
现在我们再来看两段对话。Part 2, Coffee.
咖啡创意。
Dialogue 1. Any new ideas on the Mr. Fro case? How can we give this motor oil a new brand identity?
Let me get my morning coffee to get my brain working again.
I could use one too. I'm still burnt out from that last cigarette ads campaign.
As long as the foam on my macchiato is not burnt too, I'll be alright for a while.
My latte looks like that shoe polish we did an ad for last month.
And this espresso looks like oil.
It still tastes fine though.
These days, I can't think of anything but motor oil. Even coffee makes me think of it.
Wait a second. That's the idea for this case. Your motor oil should be as choice and fresh as your morning coffee.
That's brilliant. We can name the grades of motor oil by where they come from.
Mr. Mechanic, I'd like a nice Venezuela blend this morning.
I think the Saudi Arabian will hit the spot today.
But really, maybe this can work. Everyone loves coffee, and everyone needs motor oil.
A match made in heaven.
Tina 和 Jack 同在一家广告公司的创意组，喝咖啡想创意就是他们的上班模式。这天他们接到了一个机油的广告案，来看看咖啡能给他们带来什么灵感吧。一大早 Jack 就问 Tina 有没有什么创意，要怎么给这种机油新的品牌特性呢？ Brand 是指品牌，而 Brand Identity 就是指品牌特性，应该是一种广告术语吧。
嗯， Tina 说先不要着急，先来一杯早上的咖啡，好让大脑运作起来再说。在今天的对话中呢，会出现几个跟咖啡有关的词，我们先在这里说一下，给大家提个醒。它们是 coffee, cafe and cafe。 coffee 是咖啡的英文，但是这个单词呢就是单指咖啡，比如说 May I help you? I like a cup of coffee。 你想点什么吗？我要来杯咖啡。
嗯，再来说说这个 cafe， 是咖啡的意大利文。在美国，这个单词总是作为咖啡的名称出现，比如说摩卡咖啡，也就是 cafe mocha，拿铁咖啡 Cafe Latte， 美式咖啡 Cafe Americano 等等。比如说 Could you get me a Cafe Americano? No problem， 可以帮我买杯美式咖啡吗？没问题。
嗯，最后说的这个 Cafe 是咖啡的法文，但在美国呢 Cafe 就是指咖啡店。在这类店里呢，除了卖咖啡，也供应一些简单的餐点。此外呢， Cafe 跟其他咖啡名称连用的时候也代表咖啡，用法跟 Cafe 一样。比如说I'm going to the cafe to buy some coffee. Could you get me a cafe latte? 我要去咖啡店买一些咖啡，可以帮我买一杯拿铁咖啡吗？
好，我们现在接着来看对话。Jack 听 Tina 要喝咖啡，也想来一杯。I could use one too. I can use something 表示我也需要什么东西。Jack 说为了上次那个香烟广告，他到现在还累得脑汁绞尽口吐白沫呢。Be burnt out 就是有耗尽热情精力等的意思。Burned 是 burn 的过去式和过去分词。 Jack 说的 burned out 是有累瘫了和香烟烧光了的双重含义。
Tina 说只要他的马奇朵上的白泡沫还没有干涸，他就能再撑一阵子。 Tina 说的 burned out 就是指泡沫烧干了消失了的意思。 Tina 和 Jack 两个人拿了各自的咖啡坐到了桌前，一起来想机油这个广告创意。 Jack 看着自己的拿铁咖啡说，这东西怎么看起来像我们上个月做的广告里面的鞋油呢？看来 Jack 现在满脑子都是广告的事情了。
嗯，听 Jack 这么一说， Tina 也觉得自己的浓缩咖啡看起来也像是石油了，不过这些咖啡的味道还好。 Tina 也说这些天来他脑子里除了机油就没有别的东西，连他最喜欢的咖啡也看起来像机油了。这时 Jack 脑子里突然灵光一现，想到了一句关于机油的广告语， Your motor oil should be as choice and fresh as your morning coffee， 你的机油应该和早上喝的咖啡一样精选又新鲜。Choice 在这里是形容词，表示精选的、上等的。
那么在这个对话中出现的 case 和 campaign 这两个词呢，都是指方案、企划案。 Tina 觉得这个主意不错，还建议用机油的产地来命名，以区分机油的等级。 Jack 开玩笑地说， Mr. Mechanic, I like a nice Venezuelan blend this morning. 技师先生，我今天早上想来一点委内瑞拉特调。
Tina 也开了一个玩笑说， I think the Saudi Arabian will hit the spot today.我想今天来点阿拉伯口味型和口味的。 Saudi Arabian 沙特阿拉伯和 Venezuela 委内瑞拉都是石油产国，所以 Jack 和 Tina 故意模仿咖啡以产地命名的做法，把买机油的场景也说得像是在点咖啡。 Hit the spot 是指食物等合某人的胃口。
不过开玩笑归开玩笑， Jack 还是觉得这个创意也许会行得通，因为人人都爱喝咖啡，人人也都需要机油。 Tina 夸奖说 A match made in heaven， 真是天作之合。那么要形容两个人或是两个东西很配呢，就可以说 A match made in heaven， 就是天作之合。有时候呢也可以用在挖苦上面。
我们来用一个对话来做例子。 In leaving Las Vegas, Ben is a drunk and Sarah is a prostitute. Sounds like a match in heaven. 在远离赌城中， Ben 是一个酒鬼， Sarah 是一个妓女。听起来还真是绝配呢。现在再来听一遍刚才的对话。Any new ideas on the Mr. Fro case? How can we give this motor oil a new brand identity?
Let me get my morning coffee to get my brain working again.
I could use one too. I'm still burnt out from that last cigarette ads campaign.
As long as the foam on my macchiato is not burnt too, I'll be alright for a while.
My latte looks like that shoe polish we did an ad for last month.
And this espresso looks like oil.
It still tastes fine though.
These days, I can't think of anything but motor oil. Even coffee makes me think of it.
Wait a second. That's the idea for this case. Your motor oil should be as choice and fresh as your morning coffee.
That's brilliant. We can name the grades of motor oil by where they come from.
Mr. Mechanic, I'd like a nice Venezuela blend this morning.
I think the Saudi Arabian will hit the spot today.
But really, maybe this can work. Everyone loves coffee, and everyone needs motor oil.
A match made in heaven.听到的又是一首关于咖啡的老歌，邓丽君的《美酒加咖啡》。现在我们来接着听对话。
Dialogue 2.
I can't believe Mr. Fro didn't buy it. Who does that guy think he is anyway? Bill Gates?
He had a lot of nerve telling us our ad sucked.
Time to order. Barista, today I want a skinny triple latte.
When did you start worrying about your weight?
I'm not. I just don't feel like drinking whole milk today. Why?Do you think I'm fat?
No, chill out. Barista, pull me a ristretto.
What? You're certainly some kind of coffee snob now. What's a ristretto anyway?
It's basically a very strong espresso. Half the water poured through the same amount of beans. Pure coffee essence.
sounds like it must be full of caffeine. I want some of those instead.
You fiend. It's about the flavor, not the fix. Why don't you just crush some caffeine pills and start doing lines? Try an Americano. Espresso with water.
Sounds a little weak.
Go with a hammerhead then. Espresso mixed with drip coffee.
Sounds better. But I hope it doesn't inspire me to take a hammer to the client's head.
Don't worry, Tina. We'll get this case worked out in no time.
Jack 他们的广告创意被通过了吗？看来是没有，因为 Tina 说 I can't believe Mr. Fro didn't buy it. 我真不敢相信法洛先生竟然不买账，也就是说没有通过他们的广告创意的意思。 Don't buy it 就是指某人没有接受某物。 Buy 大家都知道是买的意思，但是在对话里呢是接受、相信或同意的意思。
如果没有人接受或者同意你的说辞，你就可以套用这个句型来表达。我们用一个对话来做例子。
What do you think about Peter's reasons for divorcing his wife?
I don't buy them.
你对 Peter 跟他的妻子离婚的理由有什么看法呢？我才不信呢。看来这个客户还挺挑剔的，气得 Tina 说，他以为他自己是谁啊？比尔盖茨吗？
不过客户挑剔呢也无可厚非，因为他需要最好的广告创意来推销自己的产品。Jack 也挺气愤，觉得这么好的广告创意，客户怎么就不接受呢？他还真有胆子敢说我们的广告烂。He had a lot of nerve telling us our ad sucked.
Nerve 可以指神经，那么在对话中呢是指勇气、胆量。比如说 ，It took nerve to be a racing driver. 当赛车手要有胆量。
I wouldn't have the nerve to do anything so dangerous. 我可不敢做那么危险的事情。
Suck 在这里是一个俚语词汇，表示烂、令人讨厌、差劲的意思。比如说 ，The movie sucks. 那电影太烂了。几乎所有你认为差劲的东西你都可以用 suck 这个词来说。还有一个关于 suck 的词组也是一个俚语的用法， suck up to somebody， 奉承或者是巴结某人，拍某人的马屁。比如说 she sucks up to him by agreeing with everything he said， 她巴结他，她说什么都同意。
Tina 决定先不想那个讨厌的客户了，先点一杯咖啡提提神再说。 barista 就是指意式咖啡店的店员，这里呢是一个职务的名称，就像 teacher 一样，很少有人会用这个词来称呼他们。 Tina 今天可能是心血来潮吧。 Tina 今天点的是一杯脱脂牛奶加三份浓缩的拿铁。 Skinny 原意是指极瘦的、皮包骨头的，比如说 You're skinny enough without going on a diet， 你不用节食就已经够瘦的了。对话中 Skinny 是指脱脂的。
Jack 觉得很奇怪，怎么今天 Tina 开始喝脱脂牛奶了，难道是在考虑减肥？ Tina 说根本没有那回事，就是今天不想喝全脂牛奶而已。全脂牛奶就是 whole milk。 是 Jack 觉得 Tina 太胖了吗？ Jack 觉得今天 Tina 有点咄咄逼人，是太紧张了，所以他说 chill out， 冷静点，别紧张。 chill out 就是冷静点的意思。
那么如果你想让别人放轻松冷静下来，除了说 calm down 之外呢，也可以用 chill out 这个句子。比如说 the baby is driving me crazy， chill out， you'll get used to it。照顾小孩子快要把我弄疯了，冷静点，你会慢慢习惯的。 Jack 让店员给他做一杯 Ristretto， 就是瑞斯崔朵咖啡。 Pour 这个词用在这里是从意式咖啡机中汲取咖啡的意思。
Tina 觉得奇怪，什么时候 Jack 突然变成咖啡专家了呢？ Snob 是一个贬义词，表示假装内行的人，自以为了不起的人。比如说 He's just a wine snob who will only drink the best wine，他不过是一个自命不凡、非上等酒不喝的人。Jack 给 Tina 解释说 ，Ristretto 咖啡是浓缩咖啡的再浓缩，相同分量的咖啡豆只加入一半的水，是纯正的咖啡精华。Strong 在这里的意思呢，就是味道浓烈的，跟它相对的是 weak， 也就是味道淡淡的。
Tina 觉得这种咖啡听起来肯定还有很多的咖啡因，就是 caffeine， 肯定很提神，所以他也想换成这样的咖啡。Jack 取笑他说：“你这个咖啡鬼。” You fiend， fiend 是嗜好成癖的人，是什么什么迷的意思。
Jack 说 ，Rick 崔朵咖啡讲求的是咖啡的香味，而不是刺激和快感。Fix 又是一个俚语词汇，意思是毒品注射。Jack 还说，如果 Tina 这么想追求刺激的话，为什么不干脆把咖啡因片弄碎，开始用鼻子吸算了，这样更痛快。
Do lines 这个短语呢，表示把毒品的粉末排成裂线，用鼻子吸入。 这里呢 Jack 是在开玩笑说 Tina 对咖啡因上瘾的程度就好像是在吸毒。 Jack 建议 Tina 选择 Americano 美式咖啡，就是浓缩咖啡加水。 Tina 说听起来味道有点淡。
Jack 又推荐 Hammerhead 就是榔头咖啡，做法是一般的咖啡加上低滤式咖啡。 Drip coffee 在口语中是指加滤纸的咖啡壶煮出来的咖啡。 Tina 觉得这款咖啡听起来还不错，但是希望这种咖啡不会让他想起榔头敲客户的脑袋。
Hammerhead 就是指榔头上用来敲打的那一端，所以 Tina 才会故意说她想拿榔头 Hammer 来敲客户的脑袋，因为 Tina 很生气她没有同意他们的广告创意。 Jack 安慰她说 We'll get this case worked out in no time， 我们很快就会把这个广告方案搞定了。
那么 work out 这个词组就是表示顺利解决事情， in no time 是指很快立即，所以要给工作团队打气，表示很快就会解决手上的案子了，我们可以说 We'll get this case worked out in no time， 就是一个很好的说法了。
我们来用一个对话做例子。 I don't know when I'll get some sleep， Don't worry， We'll get this case worked out in no time， 不知道什么时候才能睡觉，别担心，我们很快就会把这个案子搞定的。
好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
I can't believe Mr. Flo didn't buy it。Who does that guy think he is anyway? Bill Gates?
He had a lot of nerve telling us our art sucked.
Time to order. Barista, today I want a skinny triple latte.
When did you start worrying about your weight?
I'm not. I just don't feel like drinking whole milk today. Why? Do you think I'm fat?
No, chill out. Barista, pull me a ristretto.
What? You're certainly some kind of coffee snob now. What's a ristretto anyway?
It's basically a very strong espresso.Half the water poured through the same amount of beans. Pure coffee essence.
Sounds like it must be full of caffeine. I want some of those instead.
You fiend. It's about the flavor, not the fix. Why don't you just crush some caffeine pills and start doing lines? Try an Americano. Espresso with water.
Sounds a little weak.
Go with the hammerhead then. Espresso mixed with drip coffee.
Sounds better.But I hope it doesn't inspire me to take a hammer to the client's head.
Don't worry, Tina. We'll get this case worked out in no time.
节目的最后，我们一起来听苏永康、李彩桦为雀巢咖啡广告合唱的广告曲《意犹未尽》。
静静的心谁靠过来，
橘色落日飘然了窗外，好像电影般的安排，
缘分像尘埃飘落在我心海，
多想下一个尽头画面，
难有你的陪伴，但想着醉人方向，原谅我们有伤难忘，
一时间也能遗忘，而眼睛却不迷茫，
喜欢像夕阳一瞬间，
感觉好像你在身边，心里不曾有尽头一天，把回忆扔进咖啡里面，喝完了一杯更加留恋，
期待下一次见面，
爱慢慢沉淀在我们心里面，橘色落日投在我心海，提起我别犹豫徘徊，
缘分就站在咖啡馆的门外，
我想下一个镜头画面，
能有你的陪伴，翻向可醉人方向。
Now we are near the end of the program. In the next unit, we'll go on with the coffee topic. If you have any questions or suggestions,Write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天我们跟大家说了跟咖啡有关的话题，还真是有点意犹未尽，所以下周呢我们还是来继续咖啡这个话题。如果大家有任何意见或者建议呢，记得给我们发 email， 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。 我们下周再会。
期待下一次见面，
爱
在慢慢沉淀，在我们心里面，
能够在茫茫人海里面。